It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Patricia Naft. A wildfire that started over the weekend in Dinosaur National Monument has grown. As of yesterday, the Eklund Fire burned nearly 530 acres. Fire officials say the lightning-sparked blaze is burning mostly grass, brush, and ponderosa pine understory in an area scarred by a previous fire. Officials say the fire is 10% contained and presents no immediate threat to monument visitors or structures. The weather took an abrupt turn in the past 2 weeks. The wet spring quickly turned to a hot and dry summer. One listener posted on icchange.org wondering about the rain that was supposed to be coming. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
With temperatures in the upper 90s, it's no question that summer is here, but it's also been dry. North Fork resident Andrea Likos remembers that the cause of the wet spring was also supposed to bring a wetter than normal summer.
Since we're in El Nino?
Yeah.
Yeah, and which generally means more moisture. And it definitely started that way. But I thought it was supposed to bring more rain, and I don't know where it is. So how come there's no rain?
Andrea, June is typically the driest month out of the year. So the fact that we've gone the last 2 weeks or so without any rainfall is actually fairly typical.
That's Paul Frisbee, a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
When we look forward, looking out into the summer, it's looking like that the monsoon is going to be here about a few days earlier than normal. We'll start seeing a surge of moisture already occurring perhaps late in the weekend, and the indications are it will be here to stay. So our dry weather pattern may be coming to an end.
If you've got questions about what you're seeing or waiting for, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A man was killed while riding a bicycle on Tuesday in Grand Junction. Dave Stossen with the Grand Junction Police Department says the man was riding on 7th Street, approaching Ute Avenue, and didn't stop for a red light.
Unfortunately, there was traffic moving westbound on Ute Avenue, and the bicyclist was hit by a pickup truck and was killed.
Stassen says the driver of the vehicle was not at fault for the accident and won't face charges. The Mesa County Coroner's Office hasn't released the identity of the man who died. The Montrose County School District has hired a new superintendent. Stephen Scheel of Wisconsin will take over the position August 1st. The district says it had 12 applicants for the job. The school board selected Scheel over two other candidates. The city of Delta has selected two finalists for its city manager opening. Last week, the city council interviewed three candidates for the job. The council is moving forward with two of those applicants. Delta Mayor Ed Sisson says they'll interview Mark Collins, the associate vice president for administration at the University of Wyoming, and Sid Fleming, the city manager of Yuma, Colorado.
They'll be coming in on the 6th of July for a city tour, a meet and greet, and for the interview.
Earlier this month, the council interviewed three finalists for the city manager job, but Sisson says they didn't pan out. Starting today, All Points Transit will offer free bus rides in Montrose and Olathe. Sharon Phipps is the executive director of the transportation nonprofit.
We're trying to encourage public bus transportation ridership in the city of Montrose and in the city of Olathe.
Phipps says All Points Transit is offering free bus rides through July 10th, and it has a downtown new transfer station on South 2nd Street in Montrose that starts operation today. She says the bus service runs Monday through Friday from 6:45 a.m. until 7 p.m. However, the service won't run this Friday in observance of Independence Day. Colorado continues to be a top vacation destination, according to the latest figures from the state's tourism office. The newest report shows a record-breaking year for the tourism industry with more people visiting. The tourism office also says legalized marijuana is helping, not hurting tourism. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Last year, the state set an all-time record for travelers and tax revenue generated from tourism. Colorado Tourism Director Al White says roughly 70 million people visited Colorado, spending close to $20 billion.
We don't take credit for every visitor that comes to Colorado. We just take credit for those ones that we think that are advertising influence to come.
White's office had a nearly $20 million budget to work with. The bulk of the advertising targets summer travelers.
It's a much broader market. Many more people vacation in the summer and school's out. It's a smaller spend per vacation or per visitor, but that's because of activities in winter tend to be a little more expensive.
On a recent sunny day in Vail, people flocked to the weekly farmers market. Michael and Judy Mundahl are from San Antonio, Texas. He says they've come to Colorado for their summer vacation for the last 7 years. Michael says for him, it isn't about a state advertising campaign.
The mountains are advertisement enough.
We come in the summertime. We don't come to ski.
No, we're not skiers.
Go to Leadville, and we tried Goodwood Springs last year. We've gone to Aspen, just tour around. Yeah. But we come mainly for the farmer's market. That's a big draw.
Always Breckenridge also, and Dillon and Frisco. Frisco's is one of our favorite little towns where you can walk up and down the streets and still feel like a small western town.
For others, such as the Havel family from Oak Point, Texas, it's a chance to bike, ride ATVs, and escape the heat of the Lone Star State.
It's just beautiful, the mountains. We don't get to see mountains every day.
No, we don't have mountains in Texas.
40-degree nights in the summer.
Yeah, killer weather.
Colorado's top competitors for the travel dollars are California, Florida, Hawaii, and New York. And while they can't quantify it, Tourism Director Al White does think legalized marijuana has had a slight benefit for the state's tourism industry.
If you and your friend are in Chicago thinking about where you want to go ski, and you say, well, let's see, Park City, snow conditions are this, Aspen, snow conditions are that. Hotel costs this, and airfares are this much. Oh, we get pot in Colorado. So that may be that one matrix in the box that influences them to come here.
But White says that advantage will diminish over time as more states legalize marijuana. According to a recent survey they conducted, the vast majority of people don't care either way and say pot doesn't impact their travel decisions. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The closure today of Highway 133 north of Paonia has been canceled. The highway was planned to close completely from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., but will instead be completely open with no delays from now through the end of the weekend. And yesterday we ran a story that reported there were at least 18 states that authorized needle exchanges. That was incorrect. At least 17 states and the District of Columbia authorized needle exchanges. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.